Chapter 3. Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. The silver sparkled, reflected in the goblets of baccarat crystal. French linen graced each handmade table. Stately palms created a tapestry of shade shadows. In the middle of the courtyard, a fountain pool of multicolored exotic fish completed the faux tropical ambiance of Le Petit Oasis. It was snobby. It was expensive. It was pretentious. It was perfect for what Crystal and Rita had in mind.
Do? The waiter inquired with an arched eyebrow.
Not waiting for a reply, he gestured for the girls to enter.
Hey, not too shabby,
was Rita's evaluation.
And when have I ever taken you to any place shabby?
Was Cynthia's mock reply. Rita was a sales associate in a lingerie boutique, and dressed like one. Cynthia was dressed way down, her usual flowing blonde tresses tied back, trainers, jeans, and a discreet but sexy tank top. Huge shades. Bottom line, an heiress incognito.
Do you see what I see?
Rita smiled, turning to Cynthia as they sat down. Cynthia looked around.
The guy at the table against the wall?
Cynthia asked.
Uh-huh.
Cynthia smiled and nodded slightly.
Could be. Could be. Time for a closer look, don't you think?
Absolutely,
agreed Rita, pulling a good-sized tablet out of her faux Gucci bag. She angled it discreetly in the man's direction, hit the camera function, and zoomed in.
Hmm-hmm.
Was Rita's approving reaction. Cynthia turned to her with a smirk.
As you would say, my dear, not too shabby.
Rita smiled back.
I would say, I think we've found our lucky guy.
Cynthia nodded.
So, I guess we should tell him just how lucky he is?
Absolutely.
Rita smiled back. Cynthia rose and walked casually across the courtyard in the lucky guy's direction. As she approached his table, he looked up with a smile, wondering what this...